here. That's what the rules are.
Welcome to Walkers and Talkers episode. Jamie, what episode is this?
This is episode 177.
17. Thank you, Jamie. There you go. Did you watch The Walking Dead, your other job?
Well, there hasn't been much to look at, but sometimes I just like watch clips just to see Norman, you know.
Okay, very good. Sorry, your jobs are complete.
Yes.
Welcome to Walkers and Talkers, episode 177. I'm David Brody from Melville Strand, The Morning Show, and of course, that is the birthday girl today,
woo!
May 14th.
Yes.
Jamie from Light FM in New York. Happy birthday, Jamie.
Thank you so much. It's been a beautiful day today.
You know what I got you for your birthday?
Nothing.
Episode 177 of Walkers and Talkers.
And I get to talk to you on the phone.
Yes. Yes, you do. Well, congratulations on
Thank
that.
Thank you.
You know what? I was going to get you a Walking Dead mask, and so I ordered one for myself to see if they were good quality and if I liked it or not on Etsy. And it was a pattern, right? So it was like a mostly walkers, like zombies.
Oh, okay.
And then the Walking Dead logo every 6 inches or so, like all over the place.
Okay.
Like scattered around. And all the ones on the website were like, oh, it's the logo on the mask is on the left cheek. It's on the right cheek. It's in the middle by your mouth. I'm like, okay, cool. The one I got, what the woman did who sewed it, she sewed the left half of the mask to the right half of the mask,
uh-huh.
I guess, because she must have had leftover fabric.
Okay.
And so all you could see was Ing Ed.
Oh, no.
The left side of the logo was under the stitching. And so there was only like a third of the logo. And so you couldn't even tell it was a Walking Dead mask. Plus, in the picture, it looked like loops that go around your ear.
Yeah.
Right? No, it was... she just threaded elastic through the loops.
Oh, no.
So you had to tie each ear behind your head.
Oh, Lord.
And I'm like, that's not doing that. So I got a refund on the mask, but I'm like, no, I'm not... You know, so I was going to order a second one for you, and I thought, no, I'm not giving you crap.
Oh, you're sweet, though. If I had sewing ability, I would make my mask one side don't open, other side dead inside, but I can't sew for the life of me, so.
That's hilarious.
So someone else can take that idea and run with it.
A few weeks ago, like 3 weeks ago, I think, when we did our last episode of Walkers and Talkers.
Yes.
And by the way, thanks everyone for being patient. I know a lot of you are like, where are you guys? Where are you?
We're here.
We're trying to get by working from home.
Yep.
And there wasn't a lot to talk about. And last week we were going to do an episode and just life got in the way.
Yep.
And so with Mother's Day and family and all, so here we are.
But
3 weeks ago I told you where to find really cool Walking Dead masks on Amazon.com.
Yes.
I don't know why I threw in the .com, on Amazon.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's like people go, oh, I had dinner at TGI Fridays. Nobody says that. Just, you went to Fridays. So I sent you links too.
Yes.
I know you didn't buy any of those. And now they're all sold out on Amazon. And those $10.99 masks are all $20.
Oh, man. I had
if
it
you
in my
can find them.
I had it in my cart and then I forgot like a spaz, of course, because I'm Dory. So, but I'm going to keep looking. I'm going to keep looking because people are going to need masks.
You can find them on eBay and you can find them on Etsy.
Okay.
You're not going to find inexpensive ones on eBay, most likely. But Etsy, there are some for $5. There's some for $13, $14. And you just have to find someone that's reputable.
I heard Etsy has some pretty quality masks.
I've gotten from two different people. The ones I got from one person were excellent. The just generic blue ones I wanted. And the one I got for The Walking Dead was... I'm sure she's a nice woman, but this was... You know, it was $5, but it was not great. So I wouldn't have gotten you a second one. So anyway,
we are
going to break down a whole lot of major and minor Walking Dead news since the last time we spoke to you guys.
Yes.
And we have a brand new ID, hey, this is so-and-so, you're listening to Walkers and Talkers.
This is exciting.
A major member of the Walking Dead family.
Yes.
And I asked specifically for her, here's a little clue, for her to say a certain thing based on the times that we're in, that we're living in.
Yep.
I thought it would be great. And she did it, and she nailed it.
She did.
And we could have interviewed her. We were offered the chance to interview her, except we couldn't. our schedules didn't combine with when she was available.
Yeah.
So I said, can you at least have her record this? And our people at Premiere Radio and iHeart Radio said, yes, we will have her do that if she's up for it. And she nailed it. So we'll
I'm
play
so
that
glad
for you
asked her.
Yeah, we'll play that for you as well. But you got a birthday present I know you want to talk about. So now keep in mind, this is not like a radio bit or a podcast bit.
No, it's not.
I legitimately don't know what you're talking about.
No, you
just
don't.
You just said, ask me about my gift. I got a gift from somebody famous. And I said, yes. Don't tell me. Save it for the podcast. Legitimately, I don't know. So I'm with everybody else now. I'm dying to know.
Okay.
So first, now should you tell me who it was and I'll try to guess what it was? Or should you tell us what it was and then we'll have to, like, you know, give us clues? What should we do?
Well, his name is not very known, but if you saw him, you would know him immediately.
So he's a character actor.
Yes. And he's on a huge show.
Okay. Huge. Okay. All right. Huge show on television or on a streaming service?
On Hulu.
On Hulu.
Okay. And the show has
hold
won
on,
like
hold on, hold
50-
on. Hulu.
Yes.
Okay. I don't watch. That's of all the streaming services I have, and I have a lot. I've been fortunate to have a lot of them, because some of them come free with my phone. They come free with my DirecTV. So I have Hulu.
He is also on a Netflix show as well.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So I'm not big on, like, I have Amazon Prime. I can tell
yes.
you. I have Netflix, of course. I have CBS All Access. I have AMC Premiere because I got to have my Walking Dead on Fridays now. It's fantastic.
Yes.
Well, it was fantastic. And I have something else. Oh, what else do I have? I have something else. But you know what I want to get?
You have Disney Plus, don't you?
Thank you. I have Disney Plus.
Yes.
My kids want me to get HBO Max. Oh. And I think the first couple of weeks is free. I got some alert on my phone that I didn't open up yet.
You can test it out.
HBO and Cinemax free preview for DirecTV users. Oh, let me see how long that's going to be. I might want to get DC Universe, but that's very expensive, and I don't want to spend the money. But there's you know the superhero shows on the CW?
Yeah.
So there are adult R-rated versions of DC Comics superhero TV shows like the Titans and Doom Patrol. And I watched the trailers. They look excellent. But it's like $60 for the year. $65 or something, or $70.
Yeah, Disney Plus is $69 for the year.
Yeah,
I mean.
So I'm trying. Well, yeah, but Disney Plus was free with Verizon Wireless.
Not
a sponsor. Not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor.
And so I was trying to get one or two of the people I work with, maybe Coaster Boy Josh on my show, to split it with me, like share the password.
Oh, totally. Great idea.
So that's what I'm trying to do. You know, you and I had talked to you about maybe splitting AMC Premiere, but then they put it on sale for half price.
And then I still couldn't figure out how to get it.
Yeah, not the most technologically advanced, even though you're a radio producer.
I know.
Okay, so, all right, sorry, we got sidetracked. I hate when you do that, Jamie, even though it was my fault.
I know.
Anyone who listens, by the way, to the Brooklyn Boys podcast, that's our whole podcast, is just going off on tangents and changing the subject. Sidetrack, yeah. Okay,
yeah.
So go ahead and tell us, it's a star from Hulu.
Yes.
Tell us whatever order you want, but only tell us half the story. Either what'd you get or who was it?
Okay, so I got a birthday video from this actor who is currently quarantined himself in Tanzania. And he sent a video.
Johnny
for
Depp?
No, I think when I say his name out loud, people are going to be like, what the what? But when you Google him, you'd be like, oh my God, I know him.
Okay, so before you tell us what it was,
Tell
me how you know this person.
Okay, so my sister's best friend, her dad is the world famous author and TV writer Harlan Coben. And if you go on Netflix, it has Harlan Coben's The Five, Harlan Coben's The Stranger, that was super popular, that just came out. And so he starred in one of Harlan's Netflix series, but he is also a major star in one of the biggest, probably, shows in history on Hulu that won 15 Emmys.
All right.
So do you want me to tell you who it is? Because no one will know his name.
So he just, how did he know to send you the video? Just out of nowhere?
So my sister knows, and Harlan's daughter knows, that I talk about this guy almost as much as I talk about Norman. Sorry, Norman. I love this guy. I just think he is the most handsome man on the planet. He seems so sweet and so nice, and I have the biggest crush on him. So Harlan's daughter said, hey, Dad, you worked with this guy, you wrote a show that he was a character for. Do you think you could, like, reach out to him in quarantine in Tanzania and, like, have him do a birthday video for Jamie? And he did.
That's terrific. Okay, so who is it now?
So the actor is O.T. Fagbenle. And
wait a minute, Fagbenle?
Fagbenle. So
okay, you're not saying F-A-G, are you?
I am. It's
okay,
F-A-G.
I'm not looking to offend anybody. I just
we're not offending anybody. That is how you say it. It's O-T, and it kind of rolls Fagbenle, and that is his name.
Okay,
I gotta
and look this up.
And he's
what's it? Okay, what's his first name?
O-T.
O-T like O period T period.
Just like O dash T.
O dash T.
Yeah, it's a nickname because his real okay. life name is very long. And then F-A-G.
Now I got O-Town and a rapper named O-T Genesis.
No, right. O-T and then F-A-G and he'll pop right up. He's a handsome, half white, half black actor.
Oh.
Wonderful. Do you
oh,
recognize
his real
him?
Name is Alatunde Alatehu.
Yes, yes.
No wonder he goes by O-T.
That is why he goes by O-T. But do you recognize him?
Nope.
He was from Handmaid's Tale.
Didn't watch it.
Okay, but a lot of people have watched The Handmaid's Tale.
I'm not looking to be stereotypical. I'm just asking. Do you know a lot of men that have watched The Handmaid's Tale?
Actually, I do.
Do you?
Surprisingly, I do. It's a disturbing show. It's won like 15 Emmys. It's a really interesting.
No,
concept.
I know the show. I just
yeah.
It's not. I'm watching superhero shows and The Mandalorian.
I know. So I actually know several men that watch it.
Okay, so this guy was in Mothman of the House, Max, As
yep.
If. I've never heard of any of these things. Handmaid's Tale, of course. He's going to be in Black Widow. That's fine.
Yep.
He's in The Interceptor.
And then he starred in
the voice of an assassin in Assassin's Creed 4.
Yeah, he's done a lot of work. Like, he's one of those guys that most people, you see him, you're like, oh, yeah, I know that guy.
He played
His name?
Adrian. Happy Endings. I loved Happy Endings. Oh, and it says here on IMDb, he was in a movie called Double Wedding. And it says here he was in a video produced for Jamie from Light FM in New York.
Yes, he was.
The talking Jamie. Oh,
so
he was in Doctor Who. Gotcha.
If you want on our the Walkers and Talkers Instagram page, I can post the video from him to me and
yeah.
show you guys.
Sure. Now, did he do an ID? Hey, this is O.T. Fagbenle.
It was
and you're listening
cute.
To,
it,
no?
It was no. It was really cute. He looked away from the camera and he looks into the camera like he recognizes me. He goes, Jamie Lynn. Jamie! He goes, happy birthday, and I hope it's the best year. Sending so much love from Tanzania, and he blew me a kiss.
Oh, now did your sister tell him to call you Jamie Lynn?
Yeah, because they know I like to be called that, and I freaked out. So this is the real funny / most embarrassing part of my story, because you know me. I cry easily. I'm emotional, and I'm just a nut job. So
yes.
My sister said, before I knew what it was, she goes, I'm going to film this for Harlan Coben. I want him to see your reaction. So I'm like, God, I'm like really nervous. What is this? So I open the video and I'm being filmed. I see it's O.T. Fagbenle. I burst out crying. I cannot believe it's him. I am like hysterical. I'm like, oh my God, he called me Jamie Lynn. It's O.T. Fagbenle. Long story short, Harlan sent that video to O.T. in Tanzania, and O.T. saw me hysterically crying like a fool over his video, and then Harlan Coben messaged me and said, man, he loved your reaction, he got such a kick out of you, and he said it was so worth making that video for you, he hopes you have the best birthday.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Right? And I was so embarrassed, I said, no, don't tell me O.T. saw this video. Please don't tell me O.T. saw this. And they're like, yeah, he saw both videos. And I'm like, no, my God. But apparently he got quite the giggle out of the excitement of him watching me open the video from him. So
okay.
it's been quite an exciting day.
Well, I have a problem now.
What's that?
Okay, so what year did you apply to be an intern? Do you
remember? Oh, my God.
Was it 05, 04?
I want to say, yeah, 04, 05, because
okay.
I graduated college in 06.
Right, and remember, I didn't hire you because you were chewing gum in the interview.
Yep, and
right.
here we are.
Yeah, here we are. But let's say When did we become friendly? In 08, 09? When did you start in our building now?
I started in our building, I believe, in 2012.
Okay. So we've been friendly now for 8 years, roughly.
Yes. Yes, right? Exactly.
This is the first time... Well, you and I have gone on vacation, like on a business trip together.
We have.
We stayed in a hotel, different rooms.
Different rooms.
Right? We've traveled together, right?
Yes.
Right? We've eaten together in restaurants. We've had dinners and lunches.
Plane rides.
I don't know if you know this, we do a podcast together. You should listen to it. It's pretty good.
Yes.
And you have never, never told me you like to be called Jamie Lynn.
Well, I kind of like it if it's like a celebrity video or like if it's something embroidered with my name.
Oh, you mean like our podcast?
Yeah, like, well, I mean, I can go with Jay, Jame, Jamie, Jamie Lynn, but like when it was something like that, like to hear Jamie Lynn, my heart flutters.
Oh, so in other words, so if I said, hey, welcome to Walkers and Talkers. I'm David Brody Melson in the Morning Show, and that's Jamie Lynn from Light FM. That would mean nothing to you.
Oh, no, it would. I would totally love it. We haven't been doing it, but I would love it.
Would your heart be a flutter?
It would be a little bit of flutter. A little bit of flutter.
All those people that said, oh, you're listening to David Brody and Jamie, I could have had them say, you're listening to David Brody and Jamie Lynn.
They could have, but I didn't want to like overwhelm them with too much copy. Jamie was fine, but I actually, obviously, I didn't know I was getting this video from OT, but Charlotte knows, like, I would have loved that, so she had him specifically say Jamie Lynn, and I kind of melted a little bit. Because he has a British accent, and it's just beautiful.
Okay, so had I gotten the video, he would have just said Jamie. And you would have been like,
still would have cried and I still would have loved it. I'm just so mortified that he saw me crying.
We had a 6-hour plane ride to Los Angeles. You could have looked over and said, hey, how you holding up on the flight? Good, good, good. When the flight attendant comes by, would you like a snack? Yeah, okay, yeah. By the way, I like to be called Jamie Lynn. Like, in case the plane goes down, David, I want you to know.
No, it's no one at work calls me Jamie Lynn. It's like, you know, kind of for...
And then, you know, we flew back with the tailwind. It was like 5 hours and 15 minutes on the way home. Well, you could have said, you know, David, on the 6-hour flight out to Los Angeles, I didn't tell you.
Oh, my God,
should have.
I can't.
But in case this plane goes down, I want you to know.
I can't breathe.
I like to be called Jamie Lynn. Or if we get separated in the airport and they don't find my body, when the news reporters come to you, you should say, I can't find my friend Jamie Lynn on television, because that would mean more to me. Even though my heart has stopped, it would still be a flutter.
I have a cramp in my side from laughing.
when you broke your ass and you came on this podcast and said,
oh my God, I broke my ass.
You yes. You could have said, and you know, in addition to ripping my ass, I thought you should know.
I like to be called Jamie Lynn.
Right. And when I'm with my 10-inch Daryl Dixon, I like to pretend he's calling out my name, which, by the way, I prefer is Jamie Lynn.
Oh, my God. You're so funny. I can't even breathe. I'm laughing. Sorry. Yeah. So
I'll
go by anything. Yeah. But it really, what OT.
Yes, you'll go by anything with The Walking Dead on it. That's,
OT yeah. Fag Ben Lay saying Jamie Lynn made me flutter a little bit.
Yeah. I think we need to play the audio, so you'll have to get the audio from that, and we'll put it in next week's episode.
I will, and I'll post the video on our Instagram, too, like the whole thing, and so you guys can see who he is. You'll know who he is.
All right. Very good. Speaking of next month's episode, you've got some information on when we're going to see any Walking Dead show again. Why don't you hit us with that, because I know you have some relative premiere dates and some information on all three shows. What's going on? When are we going to get The Walking Dead
again?
Well,
so as we know, the season 10 finale and some of the episodes for the spinoff were supposed to be April 12th. Well, obviously that didn't happen. So now they're saying that The Walking Dead spinoff, The World Beyond, would air in the fall, probably around the time season 11 would normally air, along with some episodes of Fear. So writers are like continuously trying to work on season 11 of Walking Dead and the season of Better Call Saul. So when all the production resumes for all the shows, they said they should whip them out pretty quickly for next season. So we're really not looking at anything till really fall time, which is kind of sad. But I mean, I get it. With production and everything. They just can't do any of that.
Now, are you looking forward to them whipping them out?
Totally forward. And I hope they yell Jamie Lynn when they whip it out.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Now we have to mark this explicit. I apologize.
Yeah. Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, sexual content, mature audiences. So we're looking at the Walking Dead finale sometime in the fall, which could be September, October, maybe.
Probably.
And then World Beyond. And then, I'm sorry, Fear. When is Fear? Around the same time? Overlapping?
They said overlapping, and they said their words, some episodes of Fear. So I think it's going to be kind of an overlapping.
Right. Maybe when World Beyond goes on the mid-season hiatus, they'll slip in the Fear episodes.
Yeah, they'll slip it in. Yep.
Huh. All right. Well, speaking of Fear the Walking Dead, I think I have a story about our friend Morgan.
Ooh, Lenny James.
Lenny James, who Lenny James can't keep a secret, right?
Oh, is he? He's another Cudlitz.
He definitely is. So, he did an interview with I don't know who he did an interview with. They asked him, "Are you alive? Right? You were shot. The walkers were coming." He said, "I can't possibly comment on whether Morgan lives or dies." He said, "He's a survivor, but in this universe, it's proven over and over again. On both The Walking Dead and Fear, anybody's time can be called. There's been a number of characters that people have said, oh, that character can't die. They'll be there forever, and then they're gone." It's like, Carl died, Rick left the show.
Whew, said, yeah.
You never know. A day later, he did an interview. And in the interview, he says, maybe Morgan will return to The Walking Dead show.
What? More? Lenny James?
He said, "There are certain times of the year when I miss The Walking Dead because I got into a production routine of the year. Everyone heads back to Atlanta or Georgia come April, and everybody heads home come November, just before Thanksgiving. That was my pattern for a good number of years, so around those times of years, I would know that everybody's heading to Atlanta." He said, "I miss everybody there. I remember how much fun it was. I'm in contact with a lot of them." They asked him, "Oh, do you have those kind of relationships with the cast of Fear?" And he said, "I'm lucky because there's an amazing cast and crew that I've been embarking on a whole new routine with on Fear. They actually operate on the opposite half of the year, so we start in November and finish in June. So, I missed The Walking Dead." So, it sounded to me like he's not thrilled with the fact that they shoot in the winter.
Yeah.
And that, during the holidays. And
that's
so
a hard time.
I guess he liked his old schedule of being done by Thanksgiving and being off.
Yeah.
He did say in the same interview he would prefer to have a reunion, if possible, with Andrew Lincoln in the movies.
Ooh, I would love that.
So again, I say, he can't be dead on the show if he's talking about how he could be back on The Walking Dead someday. He'd like to, and he'd like to be in the movies with Andrew Lincoln.
And as Morgan always says, I won't die.
I don't die,
I don't die, so we'll see. I mean, that I love... Morgan is the OG, episode one, season one. I mean, I love that man. I hope he sticks around. I really enjoy him.
Well, there's a guy on YouTube named George Drake. He's called a British accent, but I can't... Is that your smoke alarm going on?
I am so sorry. Yes, it is. Stand by.
Are you smoking?
My mom's making me a birthday cake.
Is she using a blowtorch?
I don't know. I'm so sorry. Hold on. It's in my room. Hold on.
You have an oven in your room?
No, I have a smoke detector. Oh,
why would she bake the cake in your room?
No, I have a smoke detector in my room. I'm sorry. I'm waving a pair of pants at it. Hold on. Okay, it's gone. We're good.
Okay. By the way, this is real as it's happening, ladies and gentlemen.
I apologize. This is what happens when you're at home sometimes. You know, this would never happen in the studio. Yeah.
I'm going to have to do a parody of Jamie's crying called Jamie's Beeping. Okay, oh so George Drake, he's a YouTuber who usually has some pretty good information on The Walking Dead. He's like the third or fourth guy that I watch when I want to catch up on anything I may have missed. And he kind of talks like this. He sounds, I don't know what part of the UK he's from. But this latest video, he's talking about how he has proof. Now, when people say proof, it's obviously clickbait, and it works. I clicked on it.
Oh, yeah.
He has proof that... Now, again, I'm not a big fan of people who say Dwayne as two syllables.
Oh, the guy who
hosts the PT channel, who's also very involved with The Walking Dead, usually has some spoilery videos and good information. So a lot of times he'll say spoiler, I can't watch it, because he uses people from Spoiling the Dead fans, and it's people who like Spoiling the Dead. So I don't want to be spoiled.
Yeah.
Anyway, they both. So he says, Dwayne, because he's got like
Dwayne.
But this guy's British, and he says, Dwayne, but not like that. He says it with a British accent, so it's more like,
yeah,
hello, Dwayne. So I don't know why people can't say Dwayne like rain, but whatever.
I say Dwayne, one syllable, you know.
Yeah, well, people from our area usually say Dwayne, and people from other parts of the country might say Dwayne.
Dwayne.
Or like Dwight. Oh, the guy from PT Channel says Dwight.
Oh, okay.
Or he says Dwight. I go, it's Dwight. Just say it's, Dwight.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this guy's latest video, and normally he's pretty good. This video, you can look it up. It says, proof that Dwayne is alive. Now, Dwayne being Morgan's son. Now, he's talked about his son a bunch of times, but he's never actually, I don't think he's actually ever said he's dead. He talked about how he couldn't kill his wife, and all of a sudden she was up on his son, and all he saw was red, right? So he paints a picture that his son was killed, but he doesn't say he was killed, right?
Interesting.
So then he talks about that. He talks about how he lost his son. He keeps saying, I lost my boy. I couldn't save him. I lost him. And then there's a clip he uses where he's talking to Alicia this season in Fear the Walking Dead. And he says, my wife's name was, whatever his wife's name was, don't tweet me, I don't care. And then he says, and he goes, she goes, what about your son? And he says, he's Dwayne. He didn't say he was Dwayne. He says he's Dwayne.
Oh, that's a very subtle catch. Yeah.
So that could be he just misflubbed. He may have flubbed his line, or he misspoke, or maybe they deliberately. So people have. We talked about this. That the mysterious masked figure in the last episode of The Walking Dead with the metal mask and those curved hammers that I gave a name for last time. That could be Dwayne. And I said. I didn't think it was Dwayne.
Whoa.
First of all, The Walking Dead is, like we talked about, 7 years ahead of Fear at the moment. I know Fear is going to do a time jump because they're going to show that they've been under her rule, Ginny's rule, for a long period of time. So they're going to do a time jump. But right now, they're 7 years ahead. And so he could be old enough to be that person, but that person had skinny legs, like Pete Wentz from Fallout Boy, or a woman, basically. Skinny jeans, bony legs. Now, the only way you could explain that Dwayne went from Georgia to Alexandria, Virginia, and just showed up in the nick of time is if somehow he was found by the Commonwealth or wherever Maggie's been living, and she didn't know he was Morgan's son. Because in the comic books, Michonne loses her daughter, and then she finds one of her daughters at the Commonwealth. So there is precedent that it could be Dwayne. I just don't... There was no proof. There was his theories, but there was no proof. So if you want to watch the video, search for George Drake or The Walking Dead and proof Dwayne is alive. But I'm not buying it.
That'd be pretty wild, though.
Yeah. Now, Morgan, we talked about this. Morgan could come back, technically. He could be on both shows at the same time.
Yep.
Because they're so far apart. So that's a possibility.
That's true.
Oh, speaking of the Rick Grimes movies, you had mentioned to me earlier that there was some news about the movies that you had. I wanted to update you that the Rick Grimes movies, which were going to be in the movie theaters, now may not be in the movie theaters. Because of a contract dispute between AMC Theaters and Universal Studios, even though it gets confusing because AMC is a network, but I believe Universal Studios has the rights to the movie, right? The production of the movie.
Okay.
To that effect. The movie theater company doesn't have an arrangement with the production company to put the movies out.
Oh, man.
And so AMC, because they have the most theaters in the country, if they don't carry the film, there's not enough people to carry the film. And so it may just be back on television.
Oh.
Here's the story. AMC has partnered with Universal Pictures in hoping of premiering The Walking Dead movies. However, a recent problem with movie theaters such as AMC Theaters and Regal Cinemas could derail those plans after Universal bypassed big screens. Okay, here's the deal. So Universal put like Trolls World Tour and a few other movies right to video on demand because of the coronavirus shutdown.
Yes, yes.
Well, this pissed off AMC Theaters because they wouldn't get to make that money now.
Yeah.
Right? They were going to have those movies.
Mm-hmm.
And so they are now saying they are not going to show Universal Studios movies in theaters. I don't know how long that'll hold up because the new James Bond movie, Fast and Furious movies, those are Universal. And I can't imagine AMC is going to hold off on those. So as of now, they're not in theaters. But you never know if that changes. But as of now, the Rick Grimes movies are allegedly not going to be in theaters. They'll be on AMC. We'll see how that goes. But you had a story about the writers or something?
Yes, yeah, Scott Gimple basically insinuated that the Rick Grimes movie may benefit from the pandemic, actually, because apparently Scott admitted he hasn't totally figured out the details on where the Rick Grimes movie would fit in. So he said the script could basically go one or two ways, but the pandemic will give him time to figure that out. So he wants to slot it maybe in between seasons at the most appropriate time. So he's still working on the script and figuring out where, like Tetris, where's the best place I can put this while everything's going on.
Oh, okay. All right. So that's good.
Yeah.
Because they, for the longest time, they didn't have any information. They didn't have a script. We had no release dates.
At least we're moving in that direction a little bit. So he's figuring it out. He has most of it written. He just has to kind of figure out where to slot it in, where it makes the most sense.
Where do you like to slot it in?
We won't talk about that.
All right, here we go. All right. So, speaking of Rick Grimes, in 2016, there was a one-issue comic book. Well, it was a one-issue story that was only available digitally, written by a couple of guys who aren't Kirkman,
okay.
Robert Kirkman, but they had his blessing. And they wrote a story that took place in England, and it was about Rick Grimes' brother.
Oh.
His brother, Jeff. He was in Barcelona. And apparently Kirkman liked it and approved of it. And so it's now coming out in hardcover. So you'll be able to buy the book.
Oh, interesting.
That was previously only available digitally. So if you want that one story, it's now considered officially canon as part of the story.
Wow, okay.
So I'm not going to tell you how the book ends, but it is a one-story story.
Okay, one-story story.
So it's not like a continuing story about his brother. But a lot of people have said, oh, they should work his brother into the TV show now that Rick is gone. But there's been no plans to do that because they don't have the rights to the brother, because the brother was created by other people. And I think now they may have the rights in this deal to do that.
Oh, very interesting.
Also, this is exciting if you didn't know about this. To raise money for the comic book industry and the Book Industry Charitable Fund, a nonprofit organization to help small booksellers and comic book shops in need of help, they have released, and you can buy, depending on how much you spend, digital volumes of The Walking Dead comic books.
Oh.
So for a dollar, you can get the first five volumes of The Walking Dead. For $8, you can get, I'm sorry, for $8 more, so for $9, you can get the first 13 volumes of The Walking Dead. And for $18, up until May 20th, you can get every issue of The Walking Dead comic book digitally and the Survivor's Guide at humblebundle.com.
I am writing this down. Humble Bundle?
Yeah, .com. And then you'll see there's a bunch of graphics.
Whoa, that's a...
But one of them says, click here to buy the books.
That's a deal.
So the money is for charity. If you want to read the comics digitally for $18 and it's going to a good cause,
yeah,
you can get the entire series of Walking Dead comics for
$18. I have a big iPad. I could do it digitally. I would love that. I'm into it.
So how about that?
I love that.
How about that? All right. So we have a lot more to cover, but I wanted to play this. We talked about this. This was an ID that we got, and it's one of my favorites already. I know, Jamie, it's already one of your favorites.
Yes.
So we're going to play this. Remember, we wrote it for her. I'm not going to take any credit away from her, but I wrote it for her to do. But she did it much better than I could have even imagined. We'll play it, and then we'll go right into a commercial, and we'll come back right afterwards to talk about it. So here she is. I'm not even going to say who it is. She'll tell you who she is, and then we'll talk about it. Here we go. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, it's Sarah Wayne Callies. I played Laurie on The Walking Dead. And you're listening to Walkers and Talkers with David Brody and Jamie. Be safe, everybody. And stay in the house like Carl should have.
How about Sarah Wayne?
I can't believe we got that. That was so awesome.
Stay in the house, Carl.
The way she said it was so, like a little bit of sass on it. I loved it.
Yeah, I thought that was fantastic.
I loved it. I was so happy. I played that for everyone that would listen to me.
Did you?
Yes.
Who will listen to you?
Oh, well, my mom. Like, people in the house. My mom and my sister. Because we are quarantined. But I did text it to a few people. I'm like, you're not going to believe this.
Now, OT. OT didn't hear it yet, did he?
OT Thagbenlay did not hear this, no.
Okay. All right. All right, so we played the Laurie ID.
Yep.
She was in the first few seasons of The Walking Dead. She's, of course, Judith's mother. I wanted to give you some information about two other actors from that time period.
Prison.
Two prisoners. One of them is Vincent Ward. He played Oscar. Remember, he was the last surviving inmate. He was the tall guy, black guy, right, from the prison. He sort of became a good guy.
Yes.
Anyway, he didn't know his character was being killed off. Spoiler, Oscar's dead. He didn't know his character was being killed off until they were about to film the episode where he died. He said, nobody told me before I read the script that it would be my final episode.
Oh, no.
Here I was going on a mission to Woodbury with the main stars of the show. Yeah. Right? He's like, I'm going with Rick and Michonne and Daryl to rescue Glenn and Maggie. Remember when Glenn and Maggie were being held hostage and he made Maggie take her shirt off, the whole thing.
Oh my God, that was so creepy. Yeah, it's uncomfortable.
And that great scene with Glenn when he's tied into the chair and he fights the walker.
Yep.
And he said, so I'm thinking I may be doing well here.
Yeah.
Like, I'm hanging out with the big boys. He went over to Andrew Lincoln. He's like, what's going on? He was like, I grabbed the script. I threw it down. And Andrew Lincoln walked in. He said, hey, man, I just heard the news. I've enjoyed our time working together. And he said, hey, nobody told me. And Andrew Lincoln said, no. So he said that Andrew Lincoln stormed off. And then all the producers and writers came in and apologized. Apparently Andrew Lincoln raised some hell.
Oh, he's a good guy.
Yes, but apparently Oscar has never watched Star Trek because he doesn't know what a red shirt is because the red shirt is the guy who beams, as we've talked about many times, he's the guy that beams down to the planet with everybody else, all the main stars, and he's the guy who gets shot.
Yeah, yep.
He's the guy who gets killed by the alien.
Yep.
That's what happens. You're that guy.
Yep, that guy.
Somebody sent me, you know what, I want to get this, I want to read the name and give them credit. Somebody sent me a picture of masks, you know, for your face.
Yeah.
Face masks. And one of them, and they were Star Trek. And one was blue, one was gold, and three of them, one was red. They wrote in my DM, I laughed when I saw the red one because I said, no way am I buying that one. I listen to Walkers and Talkers. I know what that means.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Yeah. So the masks are cool, but the actual graphic, it shows the blue one, the gold one, and the red one. And the blue one, somebody put on the picture, yep. And over the gold one, it said, yep. And then over the red one, it said, no way.
That's funny.
And that's from an Instagram account called, not from the person who sent it to me, but an Instagram account called The Good, The Chad, and The Ugly, The GC and You.
Okay.
So if you want to see what the masks look like or that picture, or I can repost it on I'll send it to you, Jamie.
Okay.
And you can post it on walkers_talkers, where you'll put your OT video. So you'll have the picture being sent to you.
Okay,
so speaking of inmates, this is my favorite story of the week. It was on uprox.com, UPROXX. You remember Axel? He was one of the inmates with the mullet, right? He was the older guy.
Yeah.
He was the guy that got shot in the head by the governor as he was talking to Carol.
Oh, yeah.
He had he was the first tatneck on the show.
Tatneck.
Anyway, he was really sweet. And his story on the show was that he robbed a liquor store with a toy gun and they put him in jail with mass murderers.
Oh, right? I remember that. Yes.
Okay. So he was played by an actor named Lou Temple. which is, you know, funny because he got shot. The bullet went through his temple, I think. It was the back of the head. And originally, his character, according to the actor, was supposed to be a serial killer, not the sweet guy he turned out to be.
Interesting.
And so he said they wrote the episodes where he was going to be a serial killer, and he said that the producers said it was too violent, considering that they were going to take the governor's eye out, they killed people in prison.
Yeah.
They wanted to tone the show down a little bit. He said, but there were episodes written, and one of them was he took Beth into the woods and slaughtered her.
Oh! Oh, God.
Yeah.
I'm glad that didn't happen.
He said there were really dark things wanted his character to do.
Especially since how it played out with Herschel, spoiler. I'm really glad they didn't go down that path that season.
Yeah, well, plus, you know, Beth died. Oh, sorry, spoiler, Beth's dead.
Yeah, spoiler.
Beth died in
the hospital.
The hospital, which was kind of that whole plot line wasn't the greatest.
No.
It was filler that wasn't in the comics, and it was all right.
It's all right.
Speaking of it's all right, I don't know if this will be good or not, but apparently, according again to Lenny James, who's Yakety Yakety, you know how every episode of The Walking Dead and Fear the Walking Dead, they all continue into the next episode?
Yes.
Like it's one long movie?
Yeah.
He said for next season in Fear the Walking Dead, a couple of things are going to change. Number one, the color palette's going to change.
Oh,
so remember
wow.
In season four, they made it like gray, like a Western.
Yes.
Kind of dark. Everything was kind of gray. They're going to make it a little brighter.
And
a little more visually pleasing now.
I like that.
Right. And not going to have that gray filter on the lens. And they said each episode is going to be more self-contained. They'll be like mini movies rather than like cliffhangers every week.
Like almost semi-mini bottle episodes?
Well, not in the sense of like only two characters will be in it. It'll just be like they're going to tell a story and finish the story, and then there'll still be an underlying theme, but it won't be like every episode's a cliffhanger.
Okay, I appreciate that.
So let's see how that plays out. What else you got for me?
Well, Greg Nicotero said that when they do start filming again, that production will, at his words, dramatically change because obviously the show is based on hordes of walkers and that doesn't exactly follow our social distancing. So basically he was saying that the number of people on set is going to drastically diminish, so it may take them a little bit longer to film. So instead of having like 60 people on set, they may have like 30, but then they plan to, his quote, eat box lunches and nobody takes a break and we shoot for 10 hours and that's it. So I guess they're just going to try to hustle and get this done, but it's going to be about probably half the production team when they come back, which is taking away a lot of people. So he did say might take a little bit longer to come out with all this happening.
Wow. Yeah, I would imagine that, you know, with people are close talking and they're yelling, they're going to be spitting on each other.
And hordes, you know, they're on top of each other. So that's, you can't really do that.
And you know that saliva comes out when they're going,
True. But the funny thing is, well, not really funny, but this next chapter that we'll be seeing, they kind of move away from the whispers and the zombie hordes towards the Commonwealth. But the snag there is the Commonwealth is meant to be like a 50,000 person community with its own sports stadium and like live concerts, which is also not allowed in real life right now. So they're kind of going away from the hordes, but going into a community with like masses amount of people. So it'll be interesting how they decide to film that and like what atmosphere.
Yeah. How crazy is it that you can have a concert in a zombie apocalypse, but you can't have a concert now?
I know, right? It's so crazy. Like opposite.
You know, what's funny. I have apps on my phone. Bands in Town and Songkick, where you can put in the bands you like, and then it will tell you when they have an upcoming concert announced.
Oh yes,
in your area.
I have Bands in Town.
Yeah, and so between that and Songkick, I usually don't miss a concert announcement. But they haven't updated the app, so I keep getting announcements for concerts I want to go to, but they're not happening.
Someone needs to go in there and be like, canceled.
I was looking for, I mean, everybody's been looking forward to concerts, but I had a concert coming up Saturday night that I was going to, Saturday night that I was going to go to. I've been waiting 6 months for it.
Oh, no.
I actually know the singer now. So I was actually going to go and like get to meet him and hang out with him again a little bit.
Oh, no. That stinks. Yeah,
and so that's canceled. And it's not like, it's somebody who doesn't play the area that often. I'm like, oh, this is great.
So it's like, oh, this is, you had one shot.
Yeah, one shot. So it's not like, you know, like my daughter had tickets to see Billie Eilish two nights. And that got canceled, but she'll reschedule eventually. She's Billie Eilish.
It might be a year or so, but yeah, she'll eventually get there.
Right. Some of the concerts I was wanted to go to were like small clubs or smaller venues.
Yeah.
That, you know, it's niche performers that you don't know when they're going to come back. So
exactly.
So speaking of coming back, we're going to come back in a minute after this little break here. I've got some hilarious FCC complaints filed against The Walking Dead. You have two things. I know you have. You have some Ryan Hurst story, right?
Oh, you he's told a snack me about? Too. Yep. And yep.
And the big story of the day.
Oh man. Daryl in a potential love scene. I don't know if I want to talk about it.
I know. Well, I'm glad you're talking about it, because just when you get mad at me, you get mad at yourself. All right, we'll be right back after
okay.
this. Okay. So let me do the Ryan Hurst story. I'll do the FCC stuff, and you'll wrap us up with the ship him on a ship story.
Okay. So Ryan Hurst Beta, super cool guy. I've met him. He is actually joining a new Hulu show as a series regular. So he's among
all about Hulu, not a sponsor of our podcast.
I know. Yeah, not it just happened to come up, not a sponsor. He is among many stars joining Hulu's adaptation of author Trenton Lee Stewart's The Mysterious Benedict Society. So this is kind of fascinating because Ryan will play this character named Milligan, a very tall and always distinguished secret agent who loses his memory because they've been erased.
No, but, wait a minute.
Yes.
He played a very tall guy on Sons of Anarchy.
Yes,
and he played a very tall guy on The Walking Dead. I feel like he's getting typecast.
Well, because he's a giant. But what's right. interesting about this is, so his character, his memory was erased, but his character, his memories were swept away in this series with a device called the Whisperer.
No way.
Yes way. And I don't know if that was like a little Easter egg or like a nod or just total coincidence. I have no idea. But there's a little machine called the Whisperer. That's what wipes his, like Men in Black's, his memory away.
Wow. That's okay. So now does this mean if he has his own show, does this mean that he's leaving The Walking Dead? I mean, Beta's not going to be around forever. He doesn't last forever in the comics.
No,
spoiler.
I mean, I don't know. And everything's on hiatus. So who even knows like when this could take off being filmed? You know, this may
right.
be pushed back.
He may have arranged to like film something in his time off. And now everything's screwed up time-wise.
Exactly. He may have planned to be like filming now, or actually Walking Dead would be filming now, but like maybe later. And then
right.
now everything's all messed up. So
and
who
by
knows
the way,
when...
Connie's going to be in that cave forever.
Good. Because that's part of
okay,
my next,
okay.
that's
okay,
part
right, hold
of my
on,
next
hold on.
Story.
All right, hold off. Okay, so I read an article about how many FCC complaints that there are about The Walking Dead for being too graphic. So this article I read, I think on comicbook.com, listed a bunch of the complaints that were made public. So I'm going to read them. Number one, how is such a violent and sexual content show allowed on TV? Wrote one viewer from Texas, who added, AMC seems to be a satanic TV network, and I believe this is a free channel, not a paid channel.
What?
So, Texas. By the way, Texas, right now, as we're recording this, there are men with automatic weapons standing outside beauty salons and tattoo parlors to make
yeah.
sure they can open, even though legally they're not supposed to be open.
Yeah.
So I would worry more about those people than fake violence on television.
I would say that's in real life. So
that's in real life.
That's kind of
again,
scary.
I'm not judging, but I'm judging. That's my opinion.
Oh,
all right.
Absolutely.
Number two, from a viewer in Florida. Now, again, with all that goes on in Florida.
Yo.
So after Abraham and Glenn were killed, spoiler, Abraham and Glenn
spoiler.
Are killed.
Spoiler.
This person wrote, watching human beings being bashed over the head with a barbed wire baseball bat. They spelled baseball wrong.
Oh boy. Okay.
And they spelled barbed wire wrong. They wrote B-A-R-B-W-I-R-E-D, barbed wire.
Oh boy.
Barbed
yeah.
wire baseball bat over and over is just plain gore. Here I am days later and still freaked out from what I saw and can't erase the image from my memory. It was horrific. Okay. You've been watching The Walking Dead on a regular basis and you were freaked out by Glenn. It's not real. But you could have covered your eyes.
Also, this is the first time you've been freaked out?
Yeah. Okay. An individual from Georgia says there. It says, okay, they're considering a lawsuit. Here's what they wrote. This one may be my favorite. If I knew the process to file a lawsuit and had the funds, I would do so. This kind of violence has no place in this country.
Oh, my Lord.
Have you not taken a good look at this country?
Yeah.
There's plenty of violence in the country.
There's lots.
Whether you like it or not, there's plenty of violence in the country.
Yeah, there's a lot.
I don't know what part of the country they're living in they think is not violent.
I don't know.
But I would like to visit there.
Yeah, right?
This person from North Carolina complained that The Walking Dead was being advertised on CMT, the country music television channel.
Well, that makes sense.
A man cutting, sewing, and wearing the skin of another human as a mask.
Oh, my God.
I was watching Princess Diaries 2, for goodness sakes.
This is my favorite.
And now I have the vivid, sickening image in my mind. I couldn't get to the remote quick enough to change the channel before it was over.
Oh, my God. That's my favorite. Princess Diaries.
Okay, this person watching the Hallmark Channel in Texas. Again, Texas. Watching the Hallmark Channel. Ready to completely stop watching TV because of nonstop ads for AMC's The Walking Dead on other channels, specifically the Hallmark Channel. It is a wholesome, clean channel, but these advertisements void that.
Oh, man.
They show people making gruesome masks made out of what appears to be rotting human skin. I do not want to see this or be exposed to it at all.
Oh, my God.
Listen, I've seen some of those Hallmark Channel movies where women break up engagements of other couples.
Homewreckers.
And break up marriages. Right? And marry their teachers. I think that is, and the acting on the Hallmark Channel is far more horrific than anything that's been on The Walking Dead.
That's true. So true.
Okay. This person, again from Texas,
ooh, a lot
had
of
trouble
Texas.
Avoiding commercials. She said, while watching the Food Network's The Pioneer Woman. Okay.
I'm sorry. The fact that you're listing the shows and what the shows are, I cannot.
Okay. So, The Pioneer Woman, I've made the mistake of leaving it on occasionally.
Uh-oh.
And again, I know you guys listening to the podcast are from all over the country. But this woman, I didn't know what she was talking about. She kept talking about her husband was working on the pin. Working in the pin.
Yeah.
Like a bowling pin? What is she talking about? And then finally, like at the end of the episode, they walked out. She was saying P-E-N, like a pig pen.
Oh, like a pen, like a bullpen, pig pen.
It was a pig pen, but she's like, they're out working on the pin. I'm like, oh my. Yeah, I can't. Her accent is too much for me. I can't understand what
boy.
She's saying. I don't know how you look at P-E-N and say pin.
That's it. Like Dwayne.
But anyway, look, everyone has different accents. Yeah, Dwayne. Everyone has different accents, beautiful accents from all over the country. Anyways, this person was watching The Pioneer Woman at 8 a.m. on a Sunday.
I can't.
Well, why wasn't this woman in church?
Oh, man.
That's what I want to know. They showed the Walking Dead commercial of a person, again, sewing a mask made of a human head.
Poor Breda.
I changed the channel to TV Land so I wouldn't have to see it. But then on TV Land, while watching the Golden Girls, they showed that commercial too.
Stop it. Did she start?
By the way, if you're watching the Golden Girls, it could have been Estelle Geddes.
Did she?
You don't know it was a whisper.
Did she start singing the song, Thank You for Being a Friend?
Thank you for eating a friend.
That's hilarious.
It's a gross, disgusting depiction that I believe is inappropriate for morning shows. I'm glad I wasn't eating my breakfast at the time.
Oh, please, lady.
Someone from Ohio complained The Walking Dead showed a moron sewing a face of another as a mask before calling the show fucking filth.
Oh, my God. These are great.
The person is a moron, but then curses in the complaint.
Oh, my God.
A person in Michigan, again, this person is from Michigan. Not all people from Michigan are the same.
Okay.
But again, last week they stormed the Capitol building with assault weapons.
Oh.
This person is offended with the introduction of Negan saying words like dick, dickhead, balls, prick, and ass are too common on this program. So they're very upset.
Oh, these are hilarious.
Michigan, the home of Eminem.
Yep, 8 Mile.
Another complaint from Georgia. I am filing a huge complaint.
Whoa.
Against, by the way, I don't think complaints come in sizes.
Yeah, I don't
a huge
think
complaint against the violence that was displayed in The Walking Dead over the past year. The show has crossed the line into satanic, over-the-top violence. You should all be ashamed and may go, I guess they meant God, and may go have mercy on your souls.
And they can't even spell check.
Can't even spell God. Was Glenn killed in a pentagram?
As far as I know, I never saw any witches or vampires or pentagrams or like weird shit or voodoo things.
Nobody killed a goat. Nobody killed a CGI deer.
No sacrifice, no voodoo dolls. Not that I saw.
I pray that more of these get released to the public. But those were just the highlight of my week.
These are
gold. Gold. Absolute gold. I was watching the Golden Girls. Oh, my God. Now, let's wrap this up. You've got a story about Daryl.
Yes.
And his relationship issues.
Yes.
So, what's going on?
Okay, so Norman said he heard rumors that the next season will explore Daryl's sex life. So, The Walking Dead had a poll to reveal whether fans want to see him with Carol.
Whoa. Yes. Whose poll was it?
It said The Walking Dead had a poll.
Oh, it wasn't Daryl's poll.
No, well, I wish, you know. But
if they revealed Daryl's poll,
woo!
You'd be excited.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
I would not
rip those out.
I would not complain to the FCC. So Walking...
Now, what if Norman Reedus only called you Jamie? Would that be okay?
Would your heart still be a flutter? He could call me Mary and my heart would beep out of my chest. I don't care.
The big question is, would your ass break again? Okay, moving on.
Right. So The Walking Dead had a poll to reveal whether fans want to see Daryl with Carol or Connie. Some people were pushing him to be with Maggie, but this is kind of funny. So Reddit did an unofficial Walking Dead subreddit, and out of 510 people, 237 of them picked Connie to ship with Daryl.
Okay.
And then I kind of laughed out loud at this. Daryl's dog got 163 votes and Carol got 73 votes.
Okay, now wait a minute. Are they saying they would just rather be happy for Daryl to be with the dog and then that's it, not be with anybody?
Yeah.
Or do they actually want him to have a physical relationship with the dog?
What? No, just be with dog and be happy. No physical anything, but about...
It's Reddit. It's Reddit, though.
Yeah.
How do you know?
Well, God, I hope not.
I mean, it's not 4chan. If it was 4chan, it would definitely be a sexual thing with the dog.
But, so, the order stands Connie, dog, Carol.
Wow, Carol has really dropped off the
They want to ship him with Connie. Stay in
Well, she's been a terrible human being lately.
Stay in that cave, Connie.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Carol.
We'll miss her more.
You're right. Carol has, she's in a weird place right now. By the way,
how awful. They trapped the person in the cave, the one person who can't call for help.
That's awful.
I'm not saying that to be funny.
No.
I'm not saying to be funny.
It's very
true. But the one person that can't be like, hey, I'm down here.
So it's not funny, but I'm laughing. It's like a nervous laugh because even Kelly
would
be allowed to.
Even if she signs, help me, I'm down here. You can't. She'd have to bang rocks together, like Morse code, maybe.
Or something. And who knows?
I guess if you hear rocks banging, you assume it's her.
Or that could attract walkers, too. You don't know.
Right. Well, we'll see. We'll find out. We'll find out a year from now the way things are going with the pandemic.
Exactly. She'll be down there a while. Okay, bye.
Yeah. All right. I don't know when the next episode will be. Keep checking back. I will tell you, not that it matters this much for this podcast, but there's been an update to the iHeartRadio app, which I talked about on the Brooklyn Boys.
Okay.
It's not perfect. It's not perfect. I found a fault with it that they've now submitted to the designers to maybe fix it.
Okay.
But especially on the Brooklyn Boys, where we tell people to listen in order, the way the app worked previously is it would play the next one down. Right? So it would go from episode 177 to 176.
Oh.
But it should go from 177 to 178.
There is a setting where you can, like, it says play
there is now.
First or something like that.
There is now. There's an up and down arrow logo where you can switch it.
Oh, okay.
But I have three phones. My regular phone, the phone I used before this phone that I still use for playing games on. And another phone that I got from a couple of years ago was a work phone that I don't use anymore. And I just checked all of them, and none of them, even though they've all been on sporadically, none of them updated to the new 9 point something. They were still on 8.8. So if you still have 8.8, you don't know what I'm talking about. So if you have Android phones that didn't update to the 9, you have to delete the app and then download it again and get the 9 point something.
Okay.
The only problem is, like, we have 176 episodes at the time I'm talking right now.
Yes.
If you play reverse order, so you play them in numerical order, Episode one, if we had an episode one posted, which we don't, episode one would be at the top, and you'd have to scroll all the way down.
Oh, that's a pain.
So the app still plays top to bottom. You're only reversing the way the episodes list.
Flip it and reverse it.
So I said, well, that's stupid. I still want the newest episode on top.
Yeah.
I just want to be able to go down three episodes and then play up.
Yeah.
Why would I want to scroll down 176?
Oh,
like,
no.
So the Brooklyn Boys, we have a few hundred episodes because we used the same channel with my co-host Skiri's previous podcast called Off Air.
Yes.
They had 147 episodes, I think.
Okay.
We just used the same channel and started from episode zero for the Brooklyn Boys.
Okay.
But if you do that and go in reverse order, you would then have to scroll down through almost 300 episodes to get to the latest episode. So I said, guys, stop doing things half-assed. I know it's easier for you to just switch the order of the list of the... I said, no.
Yeah.
Keep it where the newest one's on top, but tell the app to go up rather than down.
Yeah.
So my point was, if you didn't know that and you're like, oh, I'm two episodes behind on Walkers and Talkers, I hate when it goes to the previous episode, you can now set it to go to the next episode is really all I wanted to say.
Well, that makes more sense.
But more importantly, it's quarantine time.
What time is it?
It's time to shut this shit down.